Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis everywhere I go.
How's that for festive?
Another night out on the south side.
Jingle balls, jingle balls.
Welcome to the shouldidrinkthat.com Christmas show. Kind of. We're just doing one
day. Yeah. We're just giving like a shout out, Merry Christmas to all of our fans and listeners and all that.
So this is the first part of a two-part series. We're going to review a Christmas beer from this place, and then we're going to jump into episode 98.
Yeah, I did grab one Christmas beer. You know, most of our fans know I'm not a fan of Christmas-style beers. Spoon, how do you feel about them these days? We haven't really done a Christmas beer in a long time.
Well, see, I just brewed a holiday ale. I really don't care. I brewed it because I need something I can make quick for the holiday.
Right.
And which is pretty much, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, I don't care that they're out. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, but for me.
I've had the Sam Adams Winter, and I thought it was good. I don't go, it's not like pumpkin season.
You know,
God, I have to have pumpkin. No, this is more like, hey, you know, it's got some nutmeg, it's got some spice in it, whatever.
Yeah, and see, I think that goes back to the pumpkin beers for me, though. I don't really care for that nutmeg, spicy style, you know, in the holiday beers and the pumpkin beers. So I'm definitely on the fence with that style for sure. But this one is a little different, so I'm kind of excited to try it.
I do like, you know, when it comes to winter season, I guess. I do like that there's a lot. This is when your barley wines are coming out in your winter warmers. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's a definite plus.
Yeah, you're getting your Imperials, your Robusts. I mean, tis the season, right?
Yeah, that's the cool thing with this. It's supposed to be cold. It's going to hit 60 tomorrow here in Pittsburgh.
I know, right?
After we had, it was 12 this week.
Yeah.
And that's going to go up to 60. You know what that means? Water mains are about to break.
Yeah. Yeah. My yard will be a swamp, that's for sure. Christmas beers, meh, but we'll see about this one. I found this one when I was in Chicago, Spoon. This is by Revolution Brewing Company. I did not actually make it to the brewery because I was actually, you know, working for a living. Wanted to, never made it. It was damn close by, too. It was under an hour away. I just didn't have the time. I had to fly back. Luckily for me, the guy I was working with on site recommended a place called Binny's. Binny's Beverages.
Vinny's.
Binny's with a B, like B-I-N-N-Y. Gotcha. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Illinois only, that chain. But, dude, it was the most craft beer I've ever seen in like one space. It actually was a better selection than Vintage Estate, believe it or not. And I think for me the bonus was a lot of those beers, you know, are ones that I wanted to try, couldn't get here,
or a lot of them I never seen before. And you know me, when I go there, I go to places I like to get local. So they had all the Revolution beers and a few other local guys that I didn't get a chance to go to their brew pubs or their breweries. So Vinny's kind of filled that gap, and you know, I got to bring some home from all of those breweries, you know, regardless of actually being there or not.
Well, it's cool that you're able to pick those up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the one place I did make it, I was very disappointed in. I made it to Goose Island, not the ones on the lake coast, but the two at the airport.
Likely.
I went to both of them, and what pissed me off is, you know, people bitch that I don't like, you know, the big boys buying in a little craft shit.
Right.
However, this pissed me off. You know, I'm a traveler, right? Craft beer guy. I see Goose Island. What do I want? Ooh. Craft beers from Goose Island, right? So I go into both pubs. I know it's an airport, so those are a little different. However, if you're going to have a Goose Island fucking pub or any kind of craft beer pub in an air, dude, it was two or three of their beers on tap and like seven Budweisers.
Oh, my God.
And they had like two in a bottle, and all the rest were all the other Budweiser products. It pissed me off.
Well, I guess Budweiser's getting what they wanted.
I guess.
Name.
But, you know, with that said, I've been to other breweries, like Good People Brewing Company and all that, that they have places in airports, and it's just their beer. So, you know, it was just ridiculous. It's a disappointment to a craft beer guy. Like, oh, look, Goose Island. Oh, fuck, Bud Light. You know? And the ones they had on tap weren't anything special. It was just the standard, you know, year-round beers.
So, it was the Bud Light and, you know, it's seven different brothers. Ooh,
yeah, I was just...
Unless you made a treat.
Oh, nice.
Those look nice.
Hash brownies?
No, they're not. Let me see one of those. Please.
I was just, you know, just really disappointed. So it was a giant fail.
Can you see these? I don't know if you can... Yeah?
Oh, yes, I do.
All those things.
Cool.
It's like a warm apple pie.
Yeah, right on. You licking your fingers now, man? Those people on audio are going, what the fuck?
She made these things where you basically, it tastes like the Hostess apple pies you used to get as a kid. That's what it tastes like, but right now they're really warm, so they're like lady fingers almost, but it's crammed filled with apple filling.
That's what I was thinking. They look like lady fingers. Sweet. Now you're making me hungry. But anyway, you know, should we talk a little bit about Revolution Brewing, or should we make the people wait until our next episode where we have more Revolution Brewing? Let's hold off until the actual show, shall we?
That's fine with me. Let's get into this beer.
I kind of want to get into the beer, exactly.
Well, wow, the name is...
I will say this. I kind of regret not going to Revolution Brewing for one reason, and you bringing up that food on camera made me think of this. You know what they have there? Bacon fat popcorn.
Oh.
Yeah. It sounds awesomely, disgustingly delicious.
It does. And next time you go up that way, you're going to have to find out.
Yeah, I'll have to get something to go. Maybe I'll pack in a suitcase, man. It sounds amazing.
So for our viewers at home.
Yeah, I love the artwork on this of these cans, man. Their logo is a fist. You know, for Revolution. So they call their Christmas ale Fistmas.
So there's the fist.
Yes, there you go, Spoon. Thank you.
And there you go, Santa Claus. He looks like he's had a rough time. Now, I don't know if he's had as rough of a time as the people on It's a Wonderful Life, you know, getting thrown out of the bars and thrown into the snow.
Why
is this Nick's? This isn't Nick's. It's supposed to be Martini's. Why? What's going on here?
Well, what's this Fishmas?
I don't understand. It's Clarence, what's this Fishmas stuff? I don't get it.
Wow.
You're welcome. Did you open yours?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't tell because of lag, but I'm pouring mine right now.
Well,
I'm in the past and in the future.
To be in the festival season, I will show you. Whoops.
Look, I'm holding up my beer can right now to show everyone. That's how bad the lag is.
I can see it.
At least on my end, I'm holding up the beer can.
Oh, no, this is earlier when you were talking about the fisting.
About the fisting. Wow, that's going to take this show in a whole new direction. Let's just not go there.
Along with Sick Puppy talking about Brad. talking about that.
Talking about fisting.
Talking about that. I've got mine in a very festive Christmas glass.
Wow. Where did you get that?
The wife came in and said, hey, there's a Christmas glass over on the china cabinet if you want it.
Oh, so it's not like a beer glass. It's an actual...
It's actually like decoration. I was going to drink it out of a Santa's mug, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just too festive right there.
Oh, shit. This is good.
What do you think? I mean, this is... I don't traditionally like...
Pine needles on the nose, but...
I don't really... I'm not a fan or, the red ale's kind of turned me off a bit, so we'll see. But this one, being a holiday ale, might be a little different for me.
It
smells like,
let's see,
a lot of malt in there. I can smell the malt on the aroma.
I'm getting ginger out of this.
Yeah, I get like caramel and fruit.
Yeah. This is, I mean, it's good.
It's actually, you know like what? It. I like this one because it kind of cuts that, that the malts I use in the red ales typically, you just leave a bad aftertaste in the back of my throat on the finish. This doesn't because of all the spices and whatnot that's in there.
6.1%.
Yeah, not bad. Respectable. Not very hoppy, 31 IBUs, but, they're not going for hoppy. They're going for holiday ales, so that makes sense.
I kind of like this whole Fistmas thing.
Yeah, and this whole... Yeah, I know. I love that. Their whole marketing campaign is kind of badass. But they actually steep this beer with ginger root and orange peel.
Ah, okay. That's where I was getting ginger from then.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get orange.
I do. I definitely get the orange peel. It's right on the front for me. Get the ginger, too, but for me, the orange peel is a lot more prominent.
I like this. I think... This is a good Christmas beer. I think it's a good anytime beer.
Yeah, and again, I'm not a fan of Christmas beers, but I would actually have another one of these, strangely enough. I like it. I mean, it still does have that Christmas spice kind of thing to it that I'll probably get sick of after two of them, but not bad. It's not overdone, you know what I mean? And I think there's enough of a malt backing to kind of, not mask, but complement the spices in this one, so it's not so overdone. I'm a fan, damn it. So I kind of actually wish I would have brought more of this home. That's always my dilemma when I'm traveling, though.
I like this, though. My mouth feels like it's winter fresh.
Yeah. I'm getting a good malt backing on this, so I think I like it because of that. It's not as festive as the other Christmas beers.
So it's Festivus.
Wow, dude, I just tried to type Fistmas into Instagram, and it auto-corrected me, fist my ass.
Nice, because Instagram knows you now.
That's hilarious.
It does look pretty, though. I mean, this is...
Yeah, it's got a nice red hue to it. The head on mine kind of dissipated fairly quick. I mean, it's still there, but just a little lacing and... Just a little bit of foamage in the middle of my tulip glass.
Mine looks like Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yours is decorated nicely. You like my decorated shirt, man? It's my Christmas ugly sweater woot shirt.
I have my...
Got my snowman and my candy canes.
And there goes my phone.
And your droid.
My droid is the one thing that I always forget to... Wait. Seriously?
Look at me, I'm a Christmas gangster.
Oh, it's reminding me of somebody's birthday in a minute. Right?
Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't have the shit notified. My phone went up to way too much. Look, and I got my Voodoo Brewing Castro hat on. Right? VoodooBrewing.com.
Because you're all about the season.
I am. I'm all about, I need to shave my bald head again. So I wore a hat. That's all about. So what do we got going on for SIDT in the new year, man?
Well, I know I've been hinting towards a site redesign for a while. And for those of you who haven't heard, I got laid off for the holidays.
Yeah, dude, that sucks, brother.
Not as in I'm going to get called back, but as I found out, like a quarter of the company got laid off. So
100 people, right?
A little bit more. I found there was more than that. So,
well, how many are in the local office?
900.
Oh,
shit. Like wow. That. But, yeah, there's like 25% was nuked.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Or 20% or something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's typical that happens around the holiday because, you know, the fiscal years kind of end around the holiday or the following quarter, like in April. So,
yeah, and it's not like you and I haven't been through this before.
Yeah, exactly. Business is business anymore, dude. Whatever.
Like, son of a bitch, really?
Go shovel shit for 6 months until I find another job. We're good. You know, I'm so relaxed about that anymore, dude. I mean, you know, we didn't get through that through no fault of our own, obviously. You know, it's just the tech industry and the bursting bubble of the business that we were in and all that shit. Victim of circumstance, brother.
Yeah, it happens, so.
You know. So if you're looking for a tech guy.
If you're looking for a social media guy and a web guy, I know somebody. So yeah, we'll see. Whatever, it's the holidays, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to grow a beard. I've already started.
Ha!
I am horrible at growing beards, so I'm
But you know what? That's a good thing. That's a good omen, though. You start going, I'm going to grow a beard, and then you're going to get that interview and have to shave the motherfucker off once it gets, you know, almost full, so it's a good sign.
Well, that plus, you know, I'm going like full-blown Mr. Mom since I am a stay-at-home dad also.
220, so. 221, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. I drink scotch in the morning.
Only old people get that joke. I swear to God. Younger people, even the 21-year-olds, go, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
You know what the sad thing is they're probably going to remake that movie eventually here.
Yeah, they're going to run it.
Because the millennials don't get it, so they have to recreate everything because they're too damn lazy to watch movies that are on VHS.
Dude, I mean, I always said I would totally, I mean, you know, I don't like Hollywood to begin with. I'm a hater, but I still watch movies and shit, so I'm a hypocrite there as well. But I totally will give up on Hollywood if they ever remake The Jerk.
I don't think they can.
But they'll try. It's Hollywood. Spoon crashed. And we're still broadcasting. How about that? That is awesome. I'm going to see if I can get him back. Oh, there he is.
Apparently, the Google is monitoring us. The NSA is all over your ass now.
Merry Christmas, NSA. Anyway, dude, my beer's almost done anyway, so what do you say we wrap this up? Wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
And,
And a Happy
New Year. Happy New Year. Redesign of SIDT. There's going to be a blogging section for us to write about beer.
Sweet.
I stopped writing for Examiner as of the 17th of this month.
I stopped writing for Cranberry Patch a long time ago because they weren't really paying me. So,
well, I just there was no point for me to keep the Examiner thing alive because I just didn't have time for it. I didn't like doing it.
I mean, I liked the patch. I just didn't have time for it. I would have had a little more motivation if they did pay me, but they weren't. So
I was getting paid by Examiner, a big issue I had, first of all, is all the pop-up ads.
Yeah, I know. I hated that too, dude. I agree.
I never liked that. It did give me some good exposure, but I couldn't write the way I wanted to because there's so many rules. Like, you can't – you're not supposed to speak or write in the – you know, as myself.
Right.
In the third person or, you know, or first person I can't write as.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm supposed to be reviewing beers, and so I was just like, you know what, this is just bullshit. I'm done with it.
Yeah, the patch. I mean, they edited my stuff. They previewed it, but it was all for like grammar errors and things. It wasn't for content. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're not gonna publish it if I drop an F-bomb in the article every three sentences.
Oh, but it's not even around anymore, so you don't have to worry about it.
Are they done for good?
Yeah, they basically shut all of them down.
Merry Christmas. If I could see you.
Yeah, dude, you're not even showing up now, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting the logo for you. This is crazy. I mean,
so thank you, Google.
Yeah,
I mean, your free services.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we get for, you know, trying to do a show on a free service, I suppose. But maybe we should start, you know, recording this locally as well, just in case. But, you know, 9 times out of 10 this works, so whatever. That chuck us up to maybe heavier traffic due to the, you know, weekend before Christmas. But anyway, this has been Brad.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with a bonus episode for ShouldIDrinkThat.com. Hope you enjoyed it. If you're ever in the Chicago area, pick up some Revolution Brewing. We're going to review a few more here in the next episode. But, you know, for Christmas next year, if you're in the area, pick out some Fistmas and enjoy, man. It's a great beer.
Fistmas. It's a good time.
All right. Cheers, everyone. We out.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
See you.
Love you guys.